This is Saskatchewan Afternoon. I'm Justin Blackwell. It's time now for Hashtag Headlines.
Hashtag Headlines.
And I'm joined by our pop culture critic and editor of the Feedback Society, Craig Sylophant. And Craig, the big movie right now is the sequel to Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Seen the movie, Craig, so what did you think?
Overall, I liked it. I think it has some problems, but, if we go back to what we were saying last week, obviously the first movie was just insanely huge. It made so much money, and it was a cultural shift even for, especially, people of color and black people, really, that, like, suddenly got to see themselves represented on the big screen in a big Marvel superhero movie in a way that they never had before. And, of course, bringing elements of, African culture and things into the costume design and stuff like that, was really game-changing culturally, and as I said, as well as box office-wise. Then, of course, the immediate green light for a sequel. But of course, Chadwick Boseman, the star, playing Black Panther, passes away, a couple of years ago. He was like 43, mm-hmm. had cancer. Nobody even really knew about it, I don't think. The director had been planning, writing for 2 years and stuff to write the next movie, and then suddenly he passed away. So, they're kind of presented with the idea here that they've got to then, like, what is this movie about now, right? So it becomes about Wakanda and about what happens next. And there's an outside force that wants to take over the world and wants Wakanda to either side with them or they're going to level Wakanda as well. And so Wakanda, through their grief, which for the actors is real in real life, mm-hmm. and for the characters is, real on the screen. So they have to, like, kind of get through their grief and pull together as a team and as a nation to, like, figure out this threat. So, it's a great idea for where you could take this movie, knowing that you were so derailed so hard. The movie itself looks pretty beautiful, pretty amazing. Like, I think Wakanda's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. All the costume design, all that stuff. I mean, it was nominated for a Best Picture Oscar on the back of all that from the first movie, right? What I would say is it's long. It's 2 hours and 41 minutes, and it feels like too long and too short at the same time, because it's 2 hours and 41 minutes, but they packed in all these characters that just kind of get, like, lost in the shuffle. There's a great actress, Michaela Cohen, who, has an HBO show and stuff, and she gets kind of jammed in there, probably has 7 minutes of screen time. But that ultimately leads to nothing because, it's just too much. So really, to tell the whole story they're trying to tell, they would have needed 4 hours. But, 2 hours and 41 minutes is pretty long for some people. I thought it moved along well. I had friends that saw it that were kind of saying they were bored to tears. So I think this one's going to be a bit divisive. So overall, I liked it. It had some cool stuff in it, but not without its issues.
A little feud between the Hallmark Channel and, I guess, one of its former stars. You know her from Full House and Fuller House, Candace Cameron Bure.
Oh, my Lanta.
What's going on there?
So Candace Cameron Bure, yes, as you said, from Full House, and her brother, of course, is Kirk Cameron, who's a very well-known evangelical Christian, right? So I'm sure she's kind of going along those lines. She was known in her later part of her career for being in all these Hallmark movies, the big Hallmark Christmas movies everybody loves or loves to hate. And so now, though, she's left the Hallmark Channel, basically saying they're too woke because they're focusing on, not just normal man and woman stories, but also some LGBTQ stories, some, just telling different kinds of stories. And Hallmark has said, we want all viewers to see themselves in our programming, and everybody's welcome here. And it just kind of like what I was saying about Black Panther, right? Just seeing yourself represented on screen. But she does not like this. She's moved over to a different company that makes these movies called Great American Family, and basically saying, she doesn't want to be a part of Hallmark if they're going to tell these other stories. So it's just I guess these are the times we live in, man, but, really interesting. And it's not shocking, as I said, coming from her. Obviously, her family has a very evangelical background, but, we'll see what it does for her career. And I've never even heard of this other company, so we've all heard of Hallmark, but mm-hmm. we'll see where that goes.
He's our pop culture critic and editor of the Feedback Society, Craig Sylophant. Craig, thanks so much for this, and we'll chat again next week.
Cheers.
Keeping you in the know through your day, this is Saskatchewan Afternoon.